No, okay. I don't think so.
Okay. And people who aren't related to you, would just call those your friends or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Or enemies.
Or enemies, depending, right?
Depending.
Now, when you moved here to Georgetown, did you build a house?
No, we rented.
Rented a house.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could tell me about. You say your husband's, their family built an old house here. I guess that was early on the day. I wonder if you could tell me about that house. I'm just wondering about one of the older houses here in town. What would it have been like?
Chuck's dad, Chuck's grandfather, built the house, and it started out, it was two rooms on the ground floor and two rooms on the top with dormer windows.
Dormer.
You know, the roofs slanted, the ceiling slanted.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't have an attic and a flat ceiling. It had the peaked roof was part of the bedrooms, and then they had dormer windows that come out and to enlarge the room. And as his family increased, he added on two more rooms. And then in about 1930, he added another room onto the other side of the house. And that's kind of the way most people did. They would start out small and increase.
Yes, they had more children and things like that.
And for one thing, a lot of the houses were built. This was a very new town, and people thought they would be here a few years and move on, you know.
Mm.
There was no real permanence until the late 1870s, 1880s.
Mm.
And then about the time they began to build substantial architecture, the bottom fell out of the silver market and everybody did move on. So we do have over 200 Victorian buildings that have been restored, and some of them are very beautiful.
Just driving through, saw some of them, and they looked really, really beautiful.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't happen to live in one of them, but I have a nice house.
But you can admire that, that's right. Now this house, did it have, how many bedrooms would it have had?
Well, two bedrooms, a kitchen, and a living room.
And a living room. What was the living room used for? Was that just for the family to sit, or would it have been used to entertain company too?
Entertain company and...
Okay. I just wondered if there was a fancier place that...
Well, now the didn't have the parlor.
Okay.
But the Hamels did,
mm-hmm.
and the Hamel House is now a museum.
Okay.
And they have the formal parlor, and they had Mr. Hamel's study.
I see.
And they had the dining room, and he built on a solarium, and it was not the typical Georgetown dwelling. It was really... He was the wealthiest man in town, I guess.
Mm.
And so he put his money into real estate. And he does have a beautiful house.
Mm. I hope to see it after a while.
I
really
hope
do
you can.
To see that. Did the Johnson House, did it have a, how was it heated?
They had a fireplace and they had a kitchen range.
Okay.
And in the bedrooms, well, I don't think they had any heat in the bedrooms. They were upstairs, and the chimney went up through the center of the house, and that heated, and of course heat rises, so that...
Right. Okay. I wanted to... I'm glad you mentioned the fireplace. I wanted to ask you some about that. You mentioned the chimney, and I was wondering about different parts of the fireplace. That the piece that goes over the fire...
The mantle.
Yeah. Was that usually made of wood or rock?
Sometimes... Either.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of them were wood and a lot of them were rock. And the Hamel House, they were marble imported from Italy.
Mm.
And they're still there and they are beautiful.
And how about that bare place out in front of the fire?
The hearth?
Yes. Okay. And usually sometimes there were metal things inside of the fireplace to lay logs on.
I don't know what they called that.
Would
grating,
you,
I suppose.
Okay, that's exactly it.